2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, whichever pertains to you. It's 1930 UTC. My name is Tobe, and I'm your chairman. Chairman of what? Chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I am outdoors, walking around in the forest. I'm at Heron Haven. But it is very windy, and I don't know how long I'm going to be able to be out here. It's a lovely day otherwise. It's partly cloudy, about 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but the wind is enough that this just isn't gonna fly. So I don't know what we're gonna do today. This is gonna sound terrible and bad, but I've got nothing else prepared or planned, so I guess we're gonna keep walking. Between my foot hurting and everything, I think we're just gonna go do something else. Ow. Ow. Did I just make my foot worse? Did I just make my ankle hurt more? No, I think I don't know what my problem is today. Actually, I sort of do. I've got way too much stress. I got stressful news yesterday. Something I needed to know way earlier than now. And so I've got a new stress vector. And why does my heel hurt still? This is kind of weird. I don't remember doing anything weird to my foot. I don't remember having to take a big step anywhere. I don't remember falling down anywhere. Why? This is sort of getting annoying. But I don't have too much further to go. I just need to walk out of here, get in my car, and then we'll go home. See if any football is on. Or more importantly, I need to find the score of the football game that I was watching last night but fell asleep during. And there was another game on at the same time, so I need the results of those two games. And those two games are under 20 Women's World Cup games. And I think I mentioned it before, but this tournament's being played in Papua New Guinea, which is a little bit odd, but very convenient for me, since the first session of games starts at about midnight my local time. Just the time when I want to sit down and chill out. And so that's good. So I get to watch football. And then the second round of games comes on at about 3 a.m. my time, which is also good. But I tend to go to sleep between 3 and 6 a.m. It always varies. And last night I was tired for some reason. I fell asleep very early. Oh, Joy's here. I'm back to my car. My damn car won't open. So I'll sit here and try to open my car. I fell asleep during last night's games. Oh, now I'm screwed. Okay, I'll be back in a minute. Yeah, we're fun. We're having lots of fun. I'm back in the studio. And let's adjust some levels here. That's better. I am, in fact, back in the studio. And I'm checking my email. Click. And, I see I've got a response from Booper. Last night, I emailed Booper a question. You gotta understand, Booper is the business guy. Both of his parents are business professors at one of the local universities, and he grew up all businessy. And so whenever I have strange business questions, and when I say strange, I mean questionable, I always ask him, and we then, you know, try to come up with wacky schemes. And so basically, last night I sent him this message. I wrote, "Why are we not setting up cryptocurrencies just so we can pull the old pump and dump? I mean, there can't be any laws about this yet, you know, with cryptocurrencies being so new and all. What the hell is stopping us?" And so, sometime late last night he responded, and this morning I am reading this. "The thing that is stopping us is the retribution from the person or persons that get screwed. These things are used mostly by gamblers and other criminal types, and they may not be the best demographic to scam." "The good news is you can do this with real currencies and it's perfectly okay. I need to show you the Forex, put your name on it bucket shop, and you could be a broker for crypto and do funky stuff. Coinbase lets you trade Bitcoin on margin." "I'm sure they have the other big cryptocurrencies. Blah, blah, blah." Yes, well. Yes. It turns out that recently Booper has been doing a little bit of Forex trading. And, this is sort of hard to explain, but you know, I know not to trade on Forex. I mean, trading currencies is super sketchy, and anybody who's just sort of in the middle, like your basic consumer, is not going to have any kind of advantage over, you know, banks and stuff like this. And so, yeah, you might get a little lucky sometimes here and there, but we both know that it's just a horrible idea to trade at Forex. And so, despite that, Booper has recently been doing some trading on Forex, and he's been taking an interesting strategy, and basically he's just doing nickel and dime type of stuff. This is stuff that, techniques and ideas and concepts that I'm used to, I'm accustomed to. And these techniques are basically, you've heard me talk about this before, small fish stuff. And so we're talking about holding positions for like 15 or 20 minutes tops, just to make like 25, 50, 75 cents. And yeah, you might be thinking, well, that's not really worth it because you're only going to be making like a dollar or two an hour. Well, yeah, that's true. But blah, blah, blah. Recently, we've also been very interested in bucket shops, and some months ago or a year ago, you know, I was asking Booper, "Why are we not setting up our own bucket shop?" And he says, "Well, because it's illegal, blah, 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 blah." But Forex is doing this thing, and how this doesn't qualify as a bucket shop, I don't know, but it doesn't matter. If this is something that, you know, results in advantage play for me or anybody else, I should probably look into it. So, I'm not saying that I'm going to be trading Forex anytime soon, but I got to see what he's doing to see if it's worthwhile and blah, blah, blah. It's funny. Either way. Oh, and I just remembered I gotta check my scores. what am I doing? I'm looking at the TV here to see if there's any live games on right now. And no, I don't feel like checking all the forever scrolling, crawling garbage on the screens. Oh, but look, Team America World Police is going to be on. That's funny. A couple nights ago, I was thinking, no, I haven't seen that in a while. I wouldn't mind seeing that again. I guess I was thinking of Thunderbirds Are Go-style puppets, and so looks like here in about a half an hour, Team America World Police is on. That'll entertain me, but in the meantime, I got to get my scores. Unable to load page. Try again. Let's try that again. What? Unable to load page. This is starting to make me angry. All right, fine. It turns out that my Raspberry Pi does not really like to go to the site that I like to check my scores on, which is livescore.com. So we'll just turn on the old pocket chip here and wait for it to fire up. And for some reason, it doesn't want to connect to my Wi-Fi today. That is unusual. So we'll just do it the hard way, I guess, and enter the password. Password, password, password. Let me try the command again. Yeah, and here we go. Boom, it pops up pretty darn fast. And that's the thing that drives me nuts. Why is this thing so much better than my little Raspberry Pi? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so, what's the date today? And show me the scores. And of course, no joy. they only have all the big deal things, and I'm kind of looking for a smaller deal. Alright, this means I'm going to have to spend more time actually looking for it online. I probably will have to go to the actual FIFA website instead of this, but oh well. I'm not going to do that now. I will wait until later, because it is not super critical at this point. And I'm sure you don't care nearly as much as I do. Alright, so I think I'm going to go into the other room here. And as I walk out here, oh look. Look who's sitting here staring at the wall. Oh, he's staring at the wall looking for a mousey. Oh, hi. Oh, okay, hi. Now, as I sit down here, somebody is coming over here and wants to do some kitty stuff. You want to do some kitty business? You gonna talk? You wanna be on the radio? You wanna be Radio Kitty? Nope. We're just gonna sit right here. And we're gonna get on the blankie. Oh yeah, you like the blankie. It's so good for kitties, huh? Okay, so Pippa is now sitting in front of me. And she's halfway laying on the floor and halfway laying on the blanket. And this is the blanket that is wrapped around my ankles so that my ankles don't get bloody. Oh, you want to sniff the microphone? Oh yeah, we can hear kitty purrs a little bit. A little bit of kitty purring. Sounds like this. Oh, what that is? Oh yeah, we've got to breathe into the microphone. Yeah, and that's so fun for a kitty, yes. And so now the cat is trying to knead my ankles into a bloody pulp, but I'm protected by the blankie, so everything's good. I'm kind of looking at my TV. I'm not paying a whole heck of a lot of attention to it, but you know, there's your fighting show, and I think fighting shows are boring. Why would you watch a fighting show when you can just watch a fight? I don't understand much of anything that's going on in the world around me. And let's see, on this channel, this is a channel that I like to watch, but I don't like to watch it now because it's a vampire movie with, what's her name? Bella. Kristen Stewart. That's her name. And she's kind of cute, but she seems kind of vacant, at least in these movies. So we'll spin on. And we'll go to one of my other sports channels. No, it's two guys talking about sports. T two guys talking about sports does not mean it is actually sports, so we'll go to the next sports channel. And it is drag racing, but it's not official drag racing, it's just, you know, guys with their own cars. Let's go to the track and see who has the fastest car. That's not interesting. So we'll go to the next sports channel. I'm looking for my football. Oh, and here we have crashed ice. I don't know if you're familiar with this sport, but basically it's downhill ice skating racing. Four guys on a little ice track. It's weird. In a way, I kind of like it because, yeah, I like weird sports. I want to see new stuff. But I do not come from the ice culture. I never learned how to ice skate. Because, well, I don't live in Canada. I live in Nebraska. And we do have hockey here, but not a whole heck of a lot. You know, Nebraska is a football state. If you like college football, you're probably familiar with the concept of Nebraska Cornhuskers. And so I think that takes a lot of fans away from other potential sports. Now, don't get me wrong. If I would have grown up in Minnesota, I probably would be able to ice skate. And if I was able to ice skate, I probably would have played hockey because, let's face it, hockey is just football on ice with a stick. So that makes it a good game because all football is good. But this crashed ice business, you know, I wouldn't do it today, even if I knew how to ice skate, because now I'm old, and old people break when they fall down on hard surfaces. But if this would have existed when I was like 10 to 15 years old, oh, this would have been all me. I would have been all about this. And so these guys go zipping down, and there's jumps, and there's little ramps, and there's moguls, and there's little gaps they have to jump over, and there's, and it's at night, and there's lots of people hanging out, and they go jumping and flying and landing and zipping around and crashing into each other and knocking each other down. And yeah, it would be pretty fun if I was a kid. Oh, and they fall down, and oh, they trip over the finish line, and some guys won. And you got all your traditional ice sport countries competing. You know, you got your Finns, and you got your Canadians, your Danes. Everybody who is really into hockey or ski jumping is also into this crashed ice business. And I really like ski jumping. And that's what the Finns are known for, at least in my world. Those crazy, wacky Finns, they like to strap on the skis and see how far they can jump. And they pretty much own that sport. Alright, so we go down to the next sports channel. And it occurs to me I skipped a couple. I skipped the Big Ten networks because, well, the Big Ten network is only about pretty much American football and basketball. Although, late at night, you can catch interesting things like field hockey. And field hockey, wow! That's an interesting game that I really like to watch, too. It's even better than regular ice hockey because it's on a bigger field and there's more people on the teams, and it's pretty cool. Except you can't hit anybody, which is sort of weird, but, you know, whatever. All right, so down here on this sports network, we have people talking about the NFL. So skip that, go to the next sports network, and here we go. Yeah, this is ESPN. And that's all they do is sports. Do they have any sports on TV right now? No, they do not. They just have people talking. This isn't news. This isn't entertainment. Oh, I don't know what they're thinking. Okay, so we might as well go up and check the Big Ten Network, see what's on. It's going to be football. And yes, Big Ten football and beyond. Ooh, what is and beyond? I don't know, but now they're not actually showing sports. They're showing frog wash. All right, so let's check our favorite movie channel. Let's go up to Comet and see if there's any Godzilla on. No. And what about this? The Outer Limits with Catherine O'Hara. Now I will pass. And here's some other thing. I don't even know what it is. Okay, so, well, apparently there's nothing on TV. Check my cartoon channel. Who do we have on cartoons? Ah, Gumball. The Amazing World of Gumball. If you haven't seen it, I do recommend it. It's pretty weird. And it's stylistically very interesting because it is a melange of every single kind of animation style that you can imagine. You got 2D stuff with 3D stuff, realistic stuff with, well, obviously cartoon stuff. I don't even know how to describe it. You just sort of need to watch it. So next time you're bored and you're looking at the Cartoon Network during the day, or at least, you know, before 7 p.m. local time, check out The Amazing World of Gumball. It is mighty weird. It's pretty good. And while you're on the Cartoon Network, you know, look for Clarence. Seriously starting to love this show, Clarence. This is just too awesome. Okay, so we might as well go to the Comedy Network, see if there's any cartoons on. Yes, South Park. And it's the one where Eric Cartman goes to fat camp. So we don't need to see that for the 80 millionth time. Let's go down to the Circus Channel. Nothing. 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 And then we're back to sports. So, let's check public access. Maybe the Eunice Malif dance show will be on. Nope. Just some guy playing blues harmonica. That's no good. I like the Eunice Malif dance show. It's awesome. But it's not on. Let's check the schedule, see if it's on later today. Oh, the schedule's messed up and it just says Omaha Local Programming. Omaha Local Programming, man. Boo. Hey, my cat just sneezed. Nice sneeze! And she's sitting on the nice clean towels that are sitting on top of the washing machine. Strategically placed there. Because that's where cats need to sit. That, and of course, these towels are black. And my cat has white fur. And is very furry. And so that's how I get fur all over my towels. Actually, I pulled a little stunt. I washed the towels and I folded them all up. And then I took another towel. And this is the sacrificial towel. Sort of the, you know, I have decoy other things. This is the towel that I place over the clean towels so that she can sit on this towel without getting the clean towels all fluffy. Most people, they think they want a fluffy towel. Well, you know, asking you shall receive in this house, because there's cat fluff on everything. It's everywhere. I'm constantly picking it up, cleaning it up, trying to get cat hair off of things. No. Always gotta have cat hair everywhere. That's the one downside to rag dolls. They're so fluffy. It's a good thing and a bad thing. You know, I forgot to check the really high channels, the 1,000 channels. Because this is where House is. No House today. It's also one of the car channels. Velocity. So there's all these car channels. And then there's NBC Universal, which is nothing but action sports today. And fighting. And college football later tonight. Football, football, football. But not my kind of football. That's okay. And what's on the new channels? Two or three days ago, I was scrolling through the old schedule here, and I noticed that there's 3 new channels that I get. And I now get Nickelodeon Junior in HD, and what's on now? Dora and Friends, and then Wally Kazam. And then I also get IFC. I don't know what that stands for, but Team America World Police is currently airing. And the next movie that's on that is the 41-year-old virgin who knocked up Sarah Marshall and felt super bad about it. Okay, so this is going to be one of those horrible spoof movies that tries to spoof every single movie that came out in the last 2 years. So we're going to skip that. And then I got Sundance Channel, which is normally loaded up with old 80s sitcoms, or at least has been in the last couple days. But right now, we could watch Saturday Night Fever. Yeah. John Travolta. Woo! And then coming up next after Saturday Night Fever, Jerry Maguire. God, are you kidding me? Oh. So, apparently, there's nothing on TV. Does this surprise me? Why am I acting surprised? I don't even know. My guts feel weird. Why are my guts weird? Oh, probably because I need to eat. It's time for me to eat, and I haven't eaten anything yet. So, looks like I'm going to have to wait another 4 or 5 minutes to eat. And in the meantime, I will take a sip of tea. Oh, it's so yummy. Mmm. Oh, yeah. Mmm. Oh, it's the perfect temperature and it's the perfect sweetness. Mmm. And I can get that bergamot up my nose. Mmm. I do love drinking tea. It's the one thing that I'm good at. I excel at the consumption of tea. I wish that was a job. I wish it was a job to drink tea. I wish, you know, it was one of those things where you go somewhere and they say, okay, here you go. Sit down in your cubicle, you know, and you have your tea. And you've got, you know, you've got an hour to drink this quart of tea or this liter of tea. Huh. I wonder if anybody's hiring for that. If you, any of my loyal listeners, know anybody who's hiring a tea drinker, I am available. And I may be willing to travel. So what am I going to do today? Well, I guess I'm just going to drink tea all day and wait for football to come on. Football doesn't come on until midnight local time, at which time I will watch the latest under 20 women's World Cup games. Strangely, I don't know who's playing tonight. I knew last night, but now I can't remember what they said. But last night it was great. I was watching North Korea again. What is it? The Democratic People's Republic of Korea. That's the official name. And they're good. They have a good team. They've won both their games. They're going to win their group. That'll be interesting. I'm just real curious as to what will happen if a North Korean team does good in a world competition. You know, Kim Jong-un, any team that loses, they have to go through a public humiliation ceremony. I wonder what would happen if a North Korea team actually won. Would there be parades? Would there be... I don't know. I don't know anything. Who am I, you might ask? I'm the guy who doesn't know anything. I also happen to be the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Yeah, so tune in tomorrow. Let's see what I'm up to. It'll probably be something stupid or weird or both. But right now, I gotta go find some food and eat it. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.